Welcome to the bar, come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast, the living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always, be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And I love to start the show off the same way every time by thanking the listeners. Thank you guys for tuning into The Bar, listening to The Bar. I really do appreciate the likes, the listens, the follows, the reposts. It makes me happy to see, and it definitely energizes me to continue to do what I do. This is going on 6 years. I know I've been saying that a lot, but it's just settling in my spirit that we're going this long. But anyway, I also do something every week, and that is bring in awesome guests. And I love how I find new guests, just the amazing providence of God using social media, using friends, using referrals. And so this awesome guest actually was a part of a giveaway on Instagram. And by the time this podcast dropped, it probably be over. So don't try to look for it. But anyway, I have on today my brother, none other than Steph. How you doing, man? Or Steph or Stephen. Or how do you say your name?
It's Stephen, but that's okay. Hey. I'm happy to be on the show. Thank you for the invite. I actually used to have a manager. His name was Stefan. And then my name's Steven. And so when our two names would show up on emails to customers, you know, at our day job, people would get so confused.
I bet.
I'm used to that.
Okay. Well, Steven, I apologize for butchering your name on the intro, but I definitely appreciate you coming on the show, man. So, Steven, man, I always like to do in the beginning, give you an opportunity to introduce yourself, kind of personal, professional, and then just kind of tell what actually you do, what got my attention.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Again, thanks for having me on the show. I just found you through that giveaway. So it's kind of a mutual run into your ministry. It looks awesome. Very cool. Love the concept. Myself, I grew up in a Lutheran church. So I got a lot of theology early on, even in school. So early education through high school, went to Lutheran schools. And, eventually, you know, a couple of years go by, I get into music. I got into a metal ministry, loved metal music, and I loved Jesus, so I wanted to combine the two. There were a lot of bands that were very influential to me, and I wanted to do something like that. So I did that for a couple of years, and once the guys in the band started getting married, I moved back to Cleveland, where I live now, and I found my wife, got married, started having kids, couldn't play metal anymore in the house because metal's too loud when you have babies in the house. And so I started getting into podcasting. And so naturally started a Reformed Theology podcast, and we're going on season 4 this year. And you can kind of get a little hint of my taste in metal just from like the intro music and stuff. I just recorded a few things. It's still in my blood, but I love theology. I love heavy music, and man, I love talking to people in our community.
Awesome, bro. Awesome. So, you know, I'm expecting a return invite. Just so you know,
I would love to have you on.
Awesome, bro. So, man, you kind of went through the phase. You know, a lot of times, especially when it comes to content creation. I feel like there is like a moment where, you know, like you kind of briefly touched on it, where there's like an event where you're like, you know what, I'm about to start podcasting, or I see a void, or I see a need. What was the thing that kind of propelled you to want to actually get into it?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. Cause there was something very specific that stuck in my mind as I was trying to brainstorm, what kind of ministry I should jump into. And I saw this huge need for clarity on opinions and agendas. So, like, the mission statement for the podcast is, you know, biblical theology in a culture full of opinions and agendas. And I realized that inside the church and in the culture, everybody had opinions and everybody had agendas. But it's like, what does the Bible say? What does Scripture say about your opinion, about your agenda? What does God think about what you're going around saying and thinking? What are your thought habits? And so I try to take things that are happening in the culture or, you know, things in church that are maybe misunderstood, and we just run it through Scripture. It doesn't matter if it's, it could be anything from baptism to aliens to, fill in the blank, justice. We've even done stuff on vampires. There's actually Jewish tradition on the Aluka. And so, like, what does Jewish tradition say about blood drinkers, and what is communion? Because, I mean, we say that vampires are people who drink blood. And, well, when we drink blood at communion, what does that mean about us? So we just run these things through the Bible, just trying to kind of debunk those opinions and agendas, because, I mean, God's word doesn't change.
Right.
You're changing all the time, but that doesn't.
Wow. I love that, man. I love the concept. And I love the approach, because like you said, that is a void, man. Just being able to hold those things up to Scripture and to, you know, not be afraid to, you know, hit different topics. You know, some people get stuck in a niche or in a place or a form, and I just love that about what you just said, because, you know, podcasting is kind of something I'm passionate about. So anytime I hear or see anything that is different or stands out, that I really have a lot of appreciation for that. So as far as you talked about, you know, Reform podcasts and all of that, what was the, like, have you always been Reformed, or what was the influence? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what season it was that I officially, you know, labeled the podcast as a Reformed podcast, because prior to, I was just, the mission statement just said actual biblical theology in a culture full of opinions and agenda, but now I've changed to Reformed biblical theology in a culture full of opinions and agendas. The holdup for me, and maybe this is a holdup for a lot of other people, was predestination. I was still studying it. I don't think we'll fully comprehend, you know, all of these angles and things, but like, don't stop studying it. And I was just battling with the predestination thing. And I had this question in my head: are some people made for hell if others are chosen? Mm-hmm. And so, like, I was chewing on that for years, and, you know, I finally just yielded to what the Scripture says about God foreknowing us and choosing us. And, like, how could we possibly deny Christ his bride? You couldn't. You could not. That would admit that Jesus could fail at something. And it just, it's a whole, you know, that's a whole discussion, of course. And predestination is more than, like, a little 2-minute sentence that I might throw out there. But I did an episode on my journey through that. But really, that was like the final step for me, where it's like, okay, I don't need to, like, hide from this anymore. But I want to make this part clear too. While yes, it's a Reformed ministry, and I lean heavily, heavily Reformed, that's not my identity. My identity is in Christ. And
sure.
So, like, I don't want division and people pointing around saying, well, you're not Reformed, or you're not Reformed yet. And now, don't get me confused with universalism. I'm not saying universalism is biblical. It absolutely is not. But I'm saying, it's like, when you say a term like Reformed, it helps people understand what your belief set is from, like, a biblical study perspective. It's just helpful for conversation, you know, as you try to discuss, you know, getting to know God. I mean, that's what theology is the knowledge of God. We're getting to know him, so.
Yeah, no, that's spot on. And, you know, it's in my name as well. Like you said, it identifies, and, you know, just, I guess, kind of go back before I get to that thought. Another thing I love is that you grew and developed during the podcast. Like, I love that. Like, you know, podcasts that are there, and then, you know, they grow and develop. Cause I did the same. I mean, I didn't do the same thing when I started this podcast. I was already, you know, pretty sold out on the whole, reform soteriology. They're still ironing out, which we all are, you know, everything else
that, right.
Those we would call open hand, things, but, I love that. And then I love, you know, the fact that, it does identify you, you know, it does, it does kind of put you in a category. It don't necessarily pigeonhole you, but it does kind of pigeon the category. And so from my background, 80 to 90% of people don't even know what it means to be reformed. Right. So, you know, that's also a teaching moment, you know, for some, cause you know, with selling gear and stuff, it's like, you know, what does bar stand for? Biblical reform. What is reform?
Yeah.
Okay, let me talk about it. So definitely love that, bro. So as far as the podcast, four seasons in, a variety of topics and things like that, man, what has been one of your biggest, I guess rewards, man? Because I could sit here all day and talk about the things, the blessings God has sent my way through this podcast. What have been some of the things for you, and probably even some of the good feedback?
Sure. Yeah. So I think one of the biggest things for me was, like, as we're studying the Bible and having conversations after every episode release, you know, discussing with listeners, they're giving feedback, and really it helps. I mean, that's community. It's helping us process what we're studying and reading. And so that's been, like, wildly edifying for me. But I've made some great friends online through the ministry. People from all over the world, people in Australia, and we stay in touch on a regular basis. Like, that's been really impactful for me too, because, I mean, we see what's going on in that part of the world, and they're going through different stresses and, like, wild political stress.
Right.
And I'm just having a bad day at work. And,
right.
I mean, I get grounded when I have a discussion with them, you know, as I'm going to bed, he's waking up for work, and vice versa. And it pulls that perspective into place. And I completely love that. So I've made great friends through it. I've been able to verbally process and study these topics with what are now my friends. And even when we do giveaways and stuff, like the first giveaway that we did, I forgot to limit it to the United States. Because I'm thinking, oh, we just have people in the United States.
Right.
That's the deal. Yep. And the winner that got drawn was from the Philippines.
Yep.
And that package was so expensive to send.
Listen, dude, I the same thing happened to me. Same thing.
Oh, no. Well, so, like, when I went to go ship that package, I was asking if there's any kind of protection I could put, you know, purchase for the package. And they said, no, there's actually not an option to protect the package. And they warned me, just so you know, sometimes they cut open the box, you know, when it gets to, you know, different customs, and sometimes they'll take what they like out of there. Yep. And it turns out they didn't like the reformed gear that I put in there, because they left it alone and it made it all the way to the Philippines.
Nice.
So that was just kind of a fun, like, it's just a way that, it's cool.
Yeah, mine was a book. Mine was a, I can't remember. It was a big, thick book, but good grief, it was expensive to ship that thing. And it made it, so.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's awesome.
Crazy, man. But that's awesome, bro. So right here, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Crosswise,
where we seek wisdom from the Word, not from the world. I'm Sierra Whelan.
And I'm Jesse Bridges.
All All right, we're back in here with my brother Steven. And Steven, this is the part of the show, I call it the backside of the show, where we ask the bar signature questions. These are three questions I ask all of my guests. And so the first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, you guys already know. I'm a metalhead. But,
I love Chris guess that was a given, right?
Yeah.
I got you. All right, next bar signature question. What book or books are you currently reading?
Yes. Where is it? I have it in the studio next to me. Where is this thing? Well, I've been reading through Dr. Jordan Peterson. His recent emotional reactions to what seems like encounters with God since he recovered from his drug addiction have made me really fascinated and really hopeful that this man will get saved. But I've been reading Dr. Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules, and just want to get a perspective from him on, you know, what he was like, possibly pre-conversion. But man, I really want God to save that man.
Right. That's cool, man. All right, last signature bar question. What podcasts or sermons do you listen to, if any?
Yes. Yeah, definitely have Ligonier Ministries, all their various different podcasts. I listen to that on a regular basis. Trying to think of what other ones. I mean, I got a handful of, you know, other podcasters that are in our community. Like, I've got, you know, Good Monsters is in there. Carpe Fide, Jesus Smart. Those are just a handful of them that I know I'm missing some. But yeah, these are all good friends of mine, and they're pretty much doing what you and I do, just different parts of the world.
Yep. No, Carpe Fide, those are my guys. I actually got to meet them last year at G3 conference.
Oh, no way. That's cool.
Yeah. We, because of our connection, because of the Bar Podcast Network connection with G3, we were able to get a good booth and get them one on a little discount. So
those are
my guys, man. So good deal, bro. Well, listen, man, I really appreciate you again taking time. This is a Friday night. You guys are listening to this on a Tuesday, but we're recording on a Friday night. And I'm just excited to meet another brother, somebody else out in the vineyard doing their thing, man. And as we close, man, I always like to give you an opportunity to any words of encouragement and let people know where to find you, your podcast, all your ads. Go ahead and drop that right here.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. I guess the encouragement that I would leave with you guys, and this is something that I've kind of had on my mind since the end of this past year and the beginning of this year, is if you're worried that justice is not happening here while we're alive or on earth, God is a just God, and he takes care of it. Even when we pass on, you know, when we die, you know, God is in control. So like, leave the justice up to him. I know that may sound just very vague, but people need a little bit of hope. God is a God of justice. He is sovereign. He is taking care of it. Just read your Bible to get encouragement. Run to the Proverbs, run to the Psalms to get some wisdom. If you guys are looking for a little bit of Reformed content from a metalhead, if you don't have a metalhead friend, I'd like to be your metalhead friend. You can find me at Despite Popular Belief. We're on every podcasting platform. We do have a video version of every episode too, so you can find us on YouTube. And then, we're part of the Manifold Ministries website. So you could go to manifoldministries.com if you want to find our show or any of the other content creators that are on that network.
Awesome, bro. Thank you again, man, for your time. To the Bar Podcast listeners, make sure you check out every podcast every Tuesday. Go to barpodcast.com. If you want to check out all the podcasts on the Bar Podcast Network, go to thebarpodcast.com, hit that network tab, and check out Just Thinking and Think for Homemaker and all of those amazing podcasts that are on the network. Also, if you want some bar gear, go to thebargear.com. And until next time, you guys, God bless, and we